Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today a statement, if you will. Yes, they are coming after you. We're talking about the government's coming after us. They're coming with the needle. They have boots on the streets now, thugs with needles that are going from door to door in several of the states, including the state of Florida. And North Carolina is one of the worst, perhaps, with what they're doing. They have some of the community service organizations out of the Obama era that's the thugs with the needles now going door to door to force, intimidate, coerce individuals into having the jab into the arm of a material that is detrimental to the health, with approximately 600,000 that have already been injured. And when I use the term injured, I'm talking about with major health problems as a result of taking the jab. And about 53,000 thus far that have died. That's not being reported by the Communist Network News or any other of the major news outlets on television, radio, et cetera, et cetera. But ladies and gentlemen, as we think about that, we need to understand that God has a plan. God's still on the throne. God's not had to go to plan B because plan A failed. It may surprise us, but it doesn't surprise God. It may take us by surprise and cause a lot of fear, but God is not the author of fear. In fact, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, he says God is not the author of fear, that God does not give us a spirit of fear. We need to faith him and to believe him and to trust him. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe that we're witnessing the setup, hear me, the setup of the ultimate mark. This, listen carefully. Don't you dare mix the words. This is not the mark of the beast that we're watching take place. It is the setup for the coming mark that is in Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. In particular, the scripture says in verse 16, he that causes all, both great and small, rich and poor, bond and free, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, that no man might buy or sell, save or accept that he have the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here's the wisdom. Let him that understandeth come understand, count the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. Notice the number of a man, and his number is 666. That's 666. Many have down through the years wondered what does 666 mean. It is the number 7, and you start to study biblical numerology. Number 7 is the perfect number. It's the number of God. Number 6 is the imperfect number. It is the number of man. We're seeing the epitome of humanism, man-centered man. That is the humanistic trait that we're seeing. And we're watching, ladies and gentlemen, what is taking place today is the precursor. It is the foreshadowing of where we're going ultimately. So let's just look at several points as to how this is going to transpire. How does it take place? First, you create a pandemic. And by creating the pandemic, and that's exactly what they've done, they've taken a man-made, man-created in the laboratory with taxpayer dollars at the behest and oversight of St. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, Emperor Fauci, King Uzziah Fauci, if you will. He has been used, manipulated, and he has made mega billions off of it. He ought to be summarily tried in world court and in the national courts and in American court system. He should be summarily tried, found guilty of the destruction of human life, and summarily sentenced to death, if nothing else, by a firing squad. Now, that might sound crude, rude, and unusual, but that's how passionate I am about what he's done in the world system. So, first of all, you create that pandemic. With that pandemic, you create fear, chaos, confusion, and calamity. And then you create the so-called cure for the fear. hear me, government created fear, and then on top of that, the government creates a cure for the so-called problem so that you go to the government, bend, bow, and submit to the government for them to provide you with the cure for the fear. And you cause all to submit. Due to fear, they will accept the mark. They will accept the shot. They will accept the jab. All that we're told, all that we've been told, are nothing but lies, and yet they have built that fear, that plandemic, as some scientists and some conservatives are now calling it, that plandemic, all based on lies, the lies born out of the hearts to cause confusion. So the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the Moderna pharmaceutical house, Pfizer, J&J, and others, so that they can collect billions. In fact, one of the articles that I've read says that about 9 people today in the world that now overnight, just in the past 18 months, have become billionaires as a result of the plandemic, as a result of the marketing of an experimental chemical that's being jabbed into the arms of people and killing people by the thousands. Ladies and gentlemen, causing all to submit. Some will resist, ladies and gentlemen, but around the globe, you're finding the roundup. Some are resisting the jab. And in America, we're finding those that resist the jab, they're being rounded up just as in Australia, just as in other nations. And ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. May I speak very clearly? It's poor grammar, but it makes a point. You ain't seen nothing yet. We have not seen the epitome, the ultimate result of where we're going with them coming after you. Once this is FDA approved, which will be a fraudulent approval, it will not be factual, it will not be scientific, it will not be based on facts, it will be a fraudulent approval, but once that approval is handed down in the next few days to the next couple of weeks, once that is done, ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully, they are coming after you, coming after me, they're coming after everyone that said no to the jab, they're coming after every conservative, every Christian. In fact, right now there's an aura among those talking heads on the Communist Network News that say that we as conservatives, we as Christians, we're the cause of this Delta variant. And ladies and gentlemen, as one foolish-minded person, as one of the female anchors on the Communist Network News recently laughably said, that there's no evidence that the conservatives and the talking heads as conservatives say that we're having this new variant as a result of the number of immigrants that are coming in. She said, there's no evidence, there's no proof that that is real. Ladies and gentlemen, all you need to do is research the fact that in Houston, Texas alone, there's an entire hotel that's been rented by the Catholic Charities Organization, and they're paid from the federal government to house some several hundred COVID immigrants, all of them in the building with COVID. And they're going out among others in the streets uncontained, unguarded, not watched, and not prevented from commingling with others. That's just a good sample of out of the 1.5 million illegals that have already come across our southern borders, with the Biden administration transporting them, 6 out of 10 with COVID or with COVID symptoms are testing positive for COVID, transferring them and dropping them in all of the red states in the United States of America to spike the states, to cause the flare-up in our states that have said no to the lockdowns and to the mask mandate. We're watching the creation of the so-called cure. We're watching the ones coming after you if we resist and say we're not taking the COVID jab. Those who resist, then, ladies and gentlemen, they're going to be hunted down by force, military, police, law enforcement, and they will be given the vaccine, and all will get the COVID passport. That's where it's headed. That's the goal. You might ask, why is the Biden administration doing that? Because the Biden administration is wicked, evil people that are following the demonic delusion, that out of the demonic delusion will destroy billions on the face of the globe as a result of the COVID vaccine and the COVID pathogen in general. Just as you heard a moment ago with the physician, the virologist, the scientist that was speaking to the school board in I believe it was in Illinois, Indiana, that was. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, he was doing so because he was coming forth with the truth, because the school board is trying to decide, should we believe NIH? Should we believe CDC? What do we do? Do we lock the schools down? Do we force the jab in the arms of all of the kids in the school? Do we mask them? And he's saying, no, you've been told a lie. Ladies and gentlemen, those who resist will be chased down, hunted down like a dog in the street, and they will be forced to take the COVID jab to get the COVID passport. But ladies and gentlemen, the passport can be, listen carefully, there will be an ultimate COVID passport. Some have introduced that, the state of New York, state of Oregon, et cetera, et cetera. A COVID passport is required. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a paper product, and it can be replicated, duplicated, imitated, photocopied, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what then? Once the federal government realizes that the COVID passport is not sufficient for what they want to do in controlling we the people, they will transfer that then to a plastic card, just like your charge card. You'll have your COVID pass with a digital chip in that passport charge card plastic item. The government then, as a result of putting that out, will discover that too can be handed to someone else. It can be duplicated, replicated, or imitated. As a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, the ultimate step will be say that we've got to implant that chip in the human body to make sure it cannot be replicated, duplicated, or imitated so that you will have that chip. That's your COVID pass, but ladies and gentlemen, that will become the chip. That will become the mark that will be used during the days of the tribulation. There is good news. If you've said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord, if you know him, if you've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, you will not be in the days of the tribulation when this will ultimately come to fruition. We will have already been raptured out of this old world. The rapture is something that's ready at any moment. It could take place at any minute. There's no other signs that need to take place before the rapture takes place. And ladies and gentlemen, without that chip, without that mark, according to Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18, you can't buy, sell, or trade. You can't open your business. You can't travel. You can't fly. You can't flee from the situation. There'll be no traveling. There'll be no eating. There'll be no housing. You will simply be left as a vagabond on the streets. And yes, that is a plandemic. That is the plan, but it's a demonic, satanic plan coming right out of Satan's play box as to what he wants to do with the world. Ladies and gentlemen, recently someone stood on the street corner in California with a clipboard, supposedly gathering names for a petition. And the petition was, as he explained it to people, and I watched the video on that. He explained to people, signing this petition, we want the petition to be signed. So if we get enough signatures, we can have all of those that refuse the vaccination. We can put them in prison. Ladies and gentlemen, I watched 10, 15, 20 people assemble by, and they willingly gave their name, their phone number and address, and put their signature on it, that they are willing to see American citizens, brothers and sisters, neighbors, friends, and relatives to be put in prison if they refuse to take the vaccination. That's the heart. That's the mindset. That's the heartbeat of the general population in the world today. To have all that are non-vaxxers to be put into prison, ladies and gentlemen, I would have never thought that that would be possible in the United States of America. Now, the federal government, with the Biden administration, tells us that all federal workers must be vaccinated or lose their jobs. Keep in mind, no mark, no work. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there's an organization that's just popped up. Don't know a whole lot about them. It's called DefendingTheRepublic.org. And the title of this article I'm looking at says, it's time to take a stand. Walk out Wednesday, August the 11th, 2021, noontime in your time zone. Join the movement to walk out and protest your place of employment and to your school at noon with your time zone on Wednesday, August the 11th. That's today. No one should be forced, coerced, or pursued or pressured to inject their bodies with the COVID shots. The federal emergency authorization law and the FDA, including the FDA fact sheet, states unequivocally that each person has the option to accept or refuse the shot. These shots are experimental and investigational and should not be licensed by the FDA. The Nuremberg Code also states that the voluntary consent is absolutely essential. I've got several of those clips that we're ready to play. We're going to ask Roger to play the first one on that.
Take the jab or risk losing your job. Say no, never, not on our watch. COVID vaccines can be deadly. People dying every day. Say no to forced vaccines. Bravely walk away. Walk out Wednesday, August 11th at 12 noon. Walkoutwednesday.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's just one of the clips, and we'll play several others, time allowing, on this broadcast today. This author on this says makes this statement. Even if you're not being forced to get the COVID shot, please stand in solidarity with others who are being mandated. Stand with your friends, healthcare workers, veterans, and those who serve our veterans, men and women and of the military, students, and millions of others who are being forced to take the COVID shots or be terminated or removed from their schools or from their work. Spread the word. Organize Walkout Wednesday in your area, August the 11th at noon in your time zone. Employers, businesses, schools, schools and public places trying to force COVID shots on employees, students, or patrons must hear from you today. Walk out at noon, August the 11th, and gather outside to peacefully protest the mandates of the COVID jab. I believe we have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please. Hello?
Go ahead. I'd like to ask him what he mentioned about Pat Robertson this morning. You know, Pat Robertson, he support that shot, and he took it, and some of his staff took it. I want to know what he think about that. Thank you.
Well, I'm personally opposed to it. I believe that he made an error in judgment in doing so. I believe he is realizing some major, major fallacies with that, though he's not admitted that. I still respect him for his stand, especially with his interview of the NSA former chief and what he is saying to us about all of us, every citizen, every person being listened to, followed, and everything that we say or do is being monitored. I am with him on that. It's another story, another question, another conversation about his accepting the jab. I'm not. I pray that multitudes, thousands, perhaps millions that hear this broadcast today will say no to the jab. It is unconstitutional. It is unbiblical. It is unholy. It is illegal. It is every other illegal, unconstitutional statement that I can make. It's against our Constitution. It's against the Bill of Rights. It's against the Nuremberg Code, and we need to take a stand against it and spread the word. It is deadly. It is dangerous. But thank you so much for your call. You're exactly right, brother. Keep on looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about what is taking place in the world today, especially in America. They are coming after you. I can't emphasize that any more firmly than in this broadcast today. All the military must be vaccinated according to the latest edict by the CDC and by the Biden administration. They must be vaccinated by September the 15th. Nurses are losing their jobs. Go to Houston, Texas hospital. You find 153 nurses that were told you've got to take the jab or lose your job. 117 of them ultimately refused to do so. They refused the vaccination, but yet local courts and appeals courts now have said that they must be vaccinated. They have no choice. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, it's a sad day when the Department of Justice, Merrick Garland, has issued an opinion that it is legal. Hear me. The Department of Justice just issued an edict last week that it is legal for the federal government and for the state governments to require a vaccination. It is antithetical to the First Amendment, antithetical to the Fourth Amendment, antithetical to the Fifth Amendment, antithetical to anything that we'd call our Bill of Rights, and it's antithetical to the Nuremberg Code that says that you should not be forced to take anything of that nature. Ladies and gentlemen, I am passionate about what I'm saying today. You need to wake up, listen up, be heard, be seen, and just as we played the clip a moment ago, walk out. If you're in a business, in an operation where they say you've got to take the jab, just as a show of solidarity, walk out, stand on the streets in silence, nothing being done except saying, we will not take the jab. We stand against it. They're having major demonstrations in New York City today. They're having major demonstrations in other places across America today saying, we will not take the jab, and we're not going to be forced into a COVID passport. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
I mean, it's so sad to see what's going on plain sight in America. And where are those ACLU and all those left-wing loonies protesting and marching? Because this is borderline. This guy is acting like a dictator. When it's to kill the unborn baby, the woman can do whatever she wants with her body, and who are we to tell her? And we all respect that. How about with the vaccine? Why the government is telling us and pushing us, you know what I mean? You see the hypocrisy? I mean, this is just unreal. And I hear some churches that they are requiring some of the members, you know what I mean, to be vaccinated. If not, they won't be allowed to go to the service. Are you kidding me? I mean,
well, Jose, all I can say to that, if I can jump in for a moment for the sake of time, all I can say to that is, yes, we've been lied to, we've been coerced, we're being pushed and intimidated. It is the governmental binge that they're on with the ultimate fast track of the coming about, bringing about the one world order, the global world order, and that's what we see taking place. But any church, speaking on what you said, any church where the pastor or the leadership says you got to be vaccinated to go to church, find you another church. Get out quick. If they're saying that must be done, it's because they're either idiots, if I can be plain, or they're fools, if I can use a biblical term, or they're simply misinformed and they're misinforming you. Don't allow that to take place. We need to take a stand.
The question that I have for you, brothers, is with all those side effects, if somebody take that vaccine because the government mandated it, and that person ended up worse with the side effects, can that person sue the government? That's my question. I don't know the answer.
No, absolutely not. The government's already insulated themselves. They've insulated all the pharmaceutical houses. It is an impossibility. You cannot sue. You can't get to the first step in a courtroom with a suit against the government, against the pharmaceutical houses. They have insulated themselves, in my opinion, because they knew what they were putting into the bodies. They knew where it was going. And so, Jose, we need to keep praying, and I believe we need to keep ringing the bell, warning, blowing the trumpet, warning as the watchman on the wall, warning the citizens, warning people of the dangers ahead. Yes, they're coming after you, ladies and gentlemen.
Sometimes I wonder if the short memory of the American people. How about the infrastructure lie? That was the same lie that the spineless Obama used. Remember 7 years ago with the economy recovery package, the infrastructure, the bridges and everything? What happened with the billions? Where's that money? Why are they asking for the same thing over and over? People got a short-term memory, brother. This is sad, brother. This is the same lie that Obama used. Remember that? He used that 7 years ago.
We need to recognize we're being lied to on every hand. Jose, you're exactly right, brother. Keep on looking up.
Thank you, brother. Lift up
our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another one of the clips with the warning and the admonition for us to use this as walkout day to take a stand. Roger, if you will, play that next clip.
Stand your ground against COVID's DNA-altering vaccines. It's unlawful for employers to mandate experimental, non-FDA-approved things. COVID deaths have reportedly surpassed 12,000, with over 600,000 adverse and debilitating reactions. Blood clots, strokes, myocarditis, miscarriages, infertility, vaccines depopulate and divide us. Join the fight of your life for your right to choose. You can take the vaccine or freely refuse. Walk out Wednesday, August 11th at 12 noon. Walk out Wednesday. Day.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Dr. Fauci expects flood of COVID vaccine mandates after FDA approval. Listen, I'm telling you again, it's on the fast track for the FDA approval on this jab in the arm that is a chemical going into the body that does nothing to protect you from COVID. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that those that have the COVID vaccination are now shedding the protein from that COVID jab, that COVID vaccination that they're now shedding, that is the chief factor in the spreading of the COVID pathogen in America today. And a vaccine, ladies and gentlemen, is deadly, just as that clip just stated. At the time the clip was done, there was over 12,000 deaths, and now the real number is over 53,000 deaths as a result of it. This article says the Biden administration COVID-19 advisor, Dr. Anthony Fauci, said over the weekend he hopes that the vaccines will be fully approved by the federal drug regulators in the next few days, noting another interview with he believes a flood of vaccine mandates will be handed down after that. Ladies and gentlemen, they're looking forward to that, and that's going to be the trigger. That's going to be the key. That's going to be the thing that unlocks the door that allows the feds' boots on the streets with guns and needles in the hand to force you to take the vaccination. It's on the way. It's on the fast track. And as soon as they announce that it has been federally approved, FDA approval, that's where it's headed. Ladies and gentlemen, the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, has already issued an opinion that government can force you to take a vaccination. Across America today, shops and stores and restaurants and business are refusing service unless you have a card that can prove you've been vaccinated. In the state of New York today, they have it in place that that you've got to have proof of a vaccination to be able to go into a shop or a store to buy or sell. New York and other states, ladies and gentlemen, are now enacting the laws that will require you to be vaccinated or you will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. You will not be able to run your business. Some of the businesses in New York, ladies and gentlemen, are taking the valiant stand. One recently said, I'm closing my doors. I've been in business in New York 37 years. I'm closing my doors. I'm going to find a free state where I can run my business without the government telling me I've got to investigate every customer that walks in the door. There's another clip that I want us to listen to about the walkout day.
Join the fight against government-mandated experimental vaccines. It's a crime against humanity to force potentially harmful things. Nuremberg Code says people can't be vaccinated against their will. COVID shots are an unlawful experiment that can harm and potentially kill. Walk out Wednesday, August 11th at 12 noon. Walkoutwednesday.net.
ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. The NIH director, that's National Institute of Health director, supports all businesses requiring the proof of the COVID vaccination. The director of the National Institute of Health has shown support for the businesses requiring customers to provide proof of vaccination. During an interview Sunday, he claimed he was encouraging the unvaccinated to get vaccinated if they wanted to take part in any public event to buy, sell, shop, or trade. He went on to applaud Joe Biden's move, which has required federal employees to either get vaccinated or undergo regular COVID-19 tests. Quote, I think maybe that's what it will take for some of those who have been a little reluctant to say, okay, it's time, he stated. The data will support the decision. They're making the right choice for their own safety, but sometimes we have to give them a little nudge, end quote. In other words, they're going to force everyone. They're coming after you, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming after you with the boots on the streets, with the thugs, with the needles in their hands. But, ladies and gentlemen, in the scripture, it warns us, reminds us in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and wickedness and high places. And then the Apostle Paul says in that 13th verse, having done all, stand. And he's talking about putting on the whole armor of God. After we've armored up, take a stand. Don't bow. Don't bend. And according to Daniel, the third chapter, the three Hebrew young men refused to bow, refused to bend. And when they were thrown in the fiery furnace, the scripture says, the one looking as the Son of God, that's the Lord Jesus Christ, who was walking around in the furnace with them. Keep in mind, as a Christian, if we're thrown in the furnace, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ is walking in that furnace with us. We need to take a stand. It's walkout day. Roger, if you would play that next clip for us on that.
The truth about COVID vaccines is unfolding. Debilitating neurological disorders are exploding. Government mandates for vaccines have
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining in the broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them, 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.